This is Offhand with Steven and Lydia. I'm Steven.
And I'm Lydia. Which is the only name left for me to be.
That's right.
So I bet you figured it out.
Hey, Puppet Podsters, we're glad you're joining us today.
Yes, we are so excited.
Yeah, maybe you're new and you didn't know you were a Puppet Podster.
Surprise!
You are.
Welcome.
We're glad to have you.
Maybe you're an old Puppet Podster, and by old, I mean you've been with us
seasoned,
for a long time.
Seasoned.
A seasoned.
Oh, what flavor?
Cajun.
Oh!
A little spicy.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say ranch.
No. It didn't even come in my mind. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why.
Who
Cajun
are you?
I don't know why Cajun came in.
Who are you even?
I was just really thinking of, like, some blackened fish.
I like
Are
that.
You having a craving?
Yes.
For blackened fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is okay.
With some, maybe some rice on the side and coleslaw.
Oh, yeah. Coleslaw is nice when you have something spicy and it kind of is cooling.
Yes.
Or maybe just
actually,
some
let's
cold
just combine
water.
All those together and make fish tacos.
Okay.
Do you want to eat with me?
Yeah, I would love that.
Fish tacos?
I would really love that.
Our Puppet Podsters are probably also wanting fish tacos.
Maybe.
Now.
Not everybody likes fish, you know?
Maybe
they're like,
true.
What? You like fish? That's weird.
But I like sushi.
Yes,
as
so
well.
Do I. Yep.
So
yep.
We are fish lovers.
We are.
It's okay.
Anyway.
You don't have to be, though.
That's not what we're talking about.
You can still like us.
Yeah, we can like different foods.
That's right.
That's okay. You can surprise me.
I don't know
not,
how we got here.
They're seasoned Puppet Podsters.
Oh, okay.
With Cajun
I don't know how to leave this now.
We're going to talk about Jesus.
Good.
I bet you didn't see that coming.
I did, but I just didn't know how to get there anymore.
I bet they didn't see it coming.
That's
with that
true.
Intro.
That's
you,
true.
Surprise, we're talking about Jesus.
You never can tell what we're going to talk about on this podcast.
We're going to talk about how Jesus called himself the resurrection and the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And that's kind of a confusing statement, maybe, and we're going to talk about it.
Yes, yeah. I don't know if our Puppet Podsters are familiar with the story from the Bible where Jesus' friend Lazarus, he had died. And he was really good friends with him and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
And his friends were so
super sad.
Yeah.
And his sisters, they were just so sad.
And Jesus was sad too.
Yeah.
The Bible says that he cried.
Yeah. Because death is sad. And also, his sisters were really upset about his death. And they wished Jesus had been there. Because they believed that if Jesus had been there, that Lazarus wouldn't be dead. He's like, you could have saved him. You could have healed him. You could have kept him alive.
Yeah, because there were a lot of other people that Jesus did heal. And they didn't die.
But Jesus wasn't there, and he did die. And now Jesus was there.
And they were thinking, oh, now it's too late.
Now it's too late. Or was it?
Oh.
You want to read John 11, 21 and 22 for us?
I do. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.
What? What is Martha saying? Is that some faint glimmer of hope, Martha?
Maybe.
And it goes on in verse 22, and it says, oh, I lost my place.
Hold on.
That's all right. You can get there again. I got to turn the page. My page turned on me. In 22, it says, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And then she continue, or then it goes on. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And then Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Yeah, he was asking her a question. We should make that verse that he said that I am the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
John 11:25. We should make that our verse of the day.
That's a good idea, Stephen.
Yes.
Verse of the day.
So Martha was faced with a question from Jesus, and she believed in Jesus, And he was asking, do you really believe who I am? Like, who I say I am? And
is he the Messiah?
Right.
Is he God?
And Martha said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. And then Jesus, this is really cool, proved his own words. And even though it had been 4 days that Lazarus was dead, he raised him from the dead. Raised him. He said, Lazarus, come forth.
And that's not all. And then, very shortly after this event happened, Jesus himself died on the cross on what we now call Good Friday.
Good, because Jesus paid the price for our sin.
Yeah, and because he is the resurrection and he is the life, he didn't stay dead.
No, he arose with forever life. He beat sin and death, and so can offer forgiveness and everlasting life.
And not old life in the imperfect body, like with Lazarus. He got to come back to life for a little while, but then he died again.
Right.
Jesus is talking about new life, which will someday include a new body that will never die again. It will be perfect and new.
Yeah. And I do like how our verse of the day ends with, do you believe this? Jesus asking that question. It required Martha to answer. So now we ask you, Puppet Podsters. Jesus said that he is the resurrection and the life, and he offers this gift freely. So do you believe this?
Yeah.
What would your answer be if you really think about it?
Yeah. Ask yourself. It's a good thing to ask yourself hard questions sometimes. Maybe it's not hard. Maybe the answer is, yeah, I know Jesus is my Savior. I believe in him and the gift that he offers of eternal life, and I will be with him someday. When I die, then he'll raise me back into a perfect body, and I'll be with him forever. And maybe the answer is, no, I don't really understand that, or I don't. Maybe it's a new concept for you. You've never really heard that before, and maybe you have some questions. So we would encourage you to find an adult you trust that knows the Bible, and you can ask them about it, or you can even email us some questions, and maybe we can help you understand what this is talking about a little better so that you can answer, yes, I know Jesus is my Savior.
Yeah, it's not hard. You just have to admit that you're a sinner. We all disobey God's law in the Bible. And you just have to believe, like we said, that Jesus died to pay the price for that sin. And he rose again to defeat sin and death.
Yeah.
And then if you just confess your sin and turn away from your living your own way to living God's way, then you're accepting his gift of salvation.
Yeah. See? Isn't that easy?
Yeah. And it's the best thing you could do. Especially right around this time with Easter. Then you can celebrate. It'd be even more special to you.
Yeah, because after he died, he rose.
Resurrection Sunday.
So exciting. It's one of my favorite times.
Yes.
I love celebrating that.
Me too.
Hey, you want to do some jokes?
Sure.
What? I used to work at a calendar factory.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know this about you. What happened?
Well, I got fired for taking a couple days off. The calendar factory doesn't like that.
They don't.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knickknacks or riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
I don't know if you knew this about me,
but
I was actually writing a book about glue.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
Well, why aren't you now? Did you finish it?
No, I got stuck on the first chapter.
Stuck.
I love a good joke.
Some real writer's block right there. Real sticky.
Oh, man. Maybe you can use your glue to stick the days back on my calendar.
Maybe. Then I'll finish my book and you'll get your job back.
Maybe. It's perfect.
Fixed.
Puppet Podsters, we hope that you enjoyed this. Maybe you learned something today. We hope so. Maybe you were reminded of something really important.
Maybe you joined God's family. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we welcome you to God's family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exciting. We'd love to hear about it. Whatever you want to tell us, we would love to hear. StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com is what you would use to email us. Mm-hmm. So please do.
Yes. You can visit our website, ghinc.org.
Yeah.
And maybe you really enjoy our podcast and you want to share it with a friend. You can share it with them easily just by telling them to go visit offhandwithstephenandlydia.com.
Yes.
We're cool like that.
All our episodes are right there. We want to make it easy for you to get to because we want you to hear as many as you want. And thanks for joining us for this podcast. It has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.